Hello, beautiful women, and welcome to the Claimed Podcast. I'm Anna Rova, your host, and let me tell you a little bit about myself if you're new to the podcast. I'm a femininity and feminine embodiment coach, and I run a very powerful program for single successful women who want to attract and keep committed masculine men, or women who are already in relationships but want to change that feminine masculine polarity in their relationship. Hi, everyone. Welcome to another awesome episode of Growth Claim Podcast. I already forgot what this is. And for those of you who are new, welcome. I'm Anna Rova. I help successful women and single successful women track committed masculine men through an amazing group coaching program. So today I come to you with a special message. It's going to be a shorter episode called 3 Steps to Rebuilding Self-Worth for Women and Why You Matter Despite What You're Doing in the World. One of my favorite articles that I wrote actually quite some time ago. So let's get into it. As a femininity and feminine embodiment coach, I'm wired to notice women's language when they talk to me about their challenges and what they truly want. During one such conversation, a hardworking and soulful woman shared that she's currently working on finding her purpose, the thing that really lights her up and is her calling. She had noticed that she feels really alive and lit up when she's working with other people and is in service. Why is it important to really identify that calling? I asked. Because if I do something meaningful, I matter, she said. No, sister, you matter just because you exist, just because you are. You matter. Without a job description, without accomplishments, bank statements, life partner, children, or your life's work, you matter just because you're breathing, I said. This is a common thread I see in women all the time. We feel the need to absolutely represent something or prove that we're worthy to ourselves and others before we can really acknowledge that we matter. The roots of this disease are in poor self-worth. Women and humans in general who don't have enough self-worth are constantly searching for something or someone to cling onto, to matter, to be seen, to be heard, to be noticed, to be fulfilled. That boyfriend who doesn't return your calls on time and is finding excuses. That degree that you desperately need to finish. That qualification that you absolutely need to put on your CV. That house, car, wardrobe, bank card that you need to purchase. All of that you need to fill a hole and start inside and to hide behind, to matter. How about we strip down everything that you bear and raw and naked? Who are you then? Do you matter then? You need to work on mattering because you do matter, because your worth comes from within. And if your worth is permanent, it's not going anywhere, no matter how many boyfriends dump you, how many bosses fire you, or how many disappointments and heartbreaks you live through. Because it's in being of you that you'll find everything you need. It's also in your hips and your heart where you'll also find everything that makes you a woman. And the best news is that if you know in your core that you matter, chances are that those disappointments and heartbreaks are going to be less prevalent in your life because a woman of value and self-worth is surrounded by goodness, good men, good opportunities, good vibes, and a good life. So how do you find that self-worth and really work on it? So step number one, you go back and you try to uncover and excavate what, who, and why had planted these beliefs in you in the first place.
Hi, girlfriends. Sorry to interrupt. You're listening to the episode. But I quickly wanted to jump in and let you know that I have prepared something exciting for you. If you're interested in polarity, femininity, and how to embrace your feminine and how to attract primarily masculine men in your life, this announcement is going to be very useful for you because I'm talking about my signature training. I'm like, how do I describe this experience? Because it's really an experience, you know. This is a signature training, my 1-hour webinar that I've put together. And it honestly, it's been through a few iterations in the last 2 years, but I feel like this is the best yet training of mine that didn't come from, you know, reading 2 books and 3 courses and like coming together in a copy-paste thing that I now advise women to do. No, this has come from me, my own lived experience through my dating life and through finding and attracting the masculine man of my dreams and then marrying him and creating a family. This also came, yes, indeed, from a lot of research and learning and courses and coaches and, oh my God, you name it. You know, it's been a journey of 5 years for me about that time. And also this has come from my clients. So the previous training house is different if you've signed up for another training of mine, which was the Live Female Success, by the way. This is different because this is now coming through a distillation of my work one-on-one with women who I've helped get to that place where they're just attracting better men and they start attracting better masculine men and are on their way to actually to a relationship eventually. Not only masculine, but also masculine committed men. So if you are in a situation where you're attracting men that are less than desirable, let's say they're feminine men who don't want to lead, don't want to take charge, and men who are unavailable, then this training is for you. I will have to call this training How to Start Attracting Your Masculine Committed Men, basically in 30 days or less. And in this training, I will share with you some of the key things that I've learned throughout this journey that are helping. That's what my work with women is based on. So in this 60-minute training, you'll find the number one reason why you're still single and can't attract a committed masculine man. It's not what you think. How to break through the patterns of attracting unavailable or feminine men, as I said, and find your blind spot so you can attract the men you want. How to master the feminine masculine polarity so you start feeling taken care of, claimed, and finally be able to let go of control and uncover the lie of female success that's keeping you stuck, exhausted, and unfulfilled, which means in masculine energy all the time, so you can start living in freedom and joy and much, much more. So if you're interested, go to girlskill.com/webinar, sign up, and I can't wait for you to see this training and to let me know how it went. And by the way, there are no replays for this, so make sure you select the time that you can show up and be fully present. All right, I'm going to jump off and you continue listening to this episode.
How did you learn about self-worth? Where have you seen, not seen it? How had your mother allowed your father and others to treat her? How did she treat herself? How were you treated as a little girl? Were you told that you were a good girl only when you did good things, brought in the good grades, cleaned up your room, showed up on time, expressed good emotions? How have you let men in the world treat you? Did you say yes when you meant no? Did you overstep your boundaries more times than needed? What else has contributed to shaping your self-worth as a woman? Really good questions to ask yourself. Step number two, once you find those self-worth parasites, you embrace and embody them in order to feel all that shit fully. One of the hardest things to do. This is what feminine embodiment is about and what I coach women into. We fully acknowledge and release. We embrace it and let go. Because the more you suppress these feelings and patch it up with guilt and blame, the more it bottles up and it's being stuck in your body, mind, and in your field. And you can't build anything healthy from that rotten place of this built-up residue. That shit needs to be explored, embraced, and let go. And step number three, once the system is cleansed, and it's a constant process, you can start working on reframing these beliefs into new powerful ones to embody and live by. And by the way, all of these steps, right, this is exactly what we do in our coaching program and we help women. I've extensively written and recorded episode about all of these different steps. Just what comes to mind, you know, step one about self-worth and excavation. I've written an article called it's called Self-Worth for a Good Enough Woman. A Good Enough Woman. Message me on Instagram. I'll send you a link if you want. Your Guide to Being a Good Enough Woman. That's what it's called, right? Step number two, embodiment. I've written a lot of articles about embodiment, how to release stuck energy, and actually shared with you my personal practice. And step through is reframing beliefs about men and yourself. I also wrote an article about that. I think there's a podcast episode there as well. I'm really not good at providing you with links and stuff, which I should be. So how does it look like when you know you matter? You don't need to be anything to anyone. You feel free in your own being. You flow. You pursue things with curiosity and ease, knowing that no matter what happens, you'll be okay. Things happen in your life effortlessly. You know and respect your own boundaries. You don't have time for shitty people, shitty situations, and shitty ideas that drag your self-worth through a dirty floor. You're not available for that. People, ideas, opportunities flow into your life and you have the clarity, the vision, and the voice to say yes to what you want. You know what you want. You see it, you sense it, you feel it. Men want to be around you because you are there to have a good time. You don't cling to the first man you meet because you know that if he wants your company, your hand and presence in his life, he will claim you as his woman because you matter. All right, that's it. Short, quick and short message today. And remember, you matter. If you have any questions, feedback, I would love more support here. Message me on Instagram, or most importantly, if you haven't watched my signature webinar on how to attract committed masculine men, if you're a successful woman struggling with patterns of attracting emotionally unavailable men or feminine men who let you lead and take charge, this webinar is really going to show you how to shift and transform. And then the other thing, if you want to work together. Thanks, Sonia. I see there's a few women here who are already working with me. And if you want to work with us, just go to girlskill.com/apply and apply for a discovery call so we can see if we can work together. All right, ladies, thank you so much for being with us here today. I wish you all the best and I'll see you soon.
All right, girlfriends, hope you enjoyed listening or watching to this episode. And if you did, and if you resonate with most of the things I'm saying and you want to learn more and you want to finally start attracting masculine men, I have an invitation for you. So as you know, I am committed and passionate about helping successful women attract and keep committed masculine men. So I have a personal invitation for you. If you're resonating with everything and you're ready to step up and invest in yourself and take things to the next level, I would love, love, love to talk to you and see if you would be a fit for my work and what I do. And so basically what I'm doing is I'm inviting you, and it's a personal invitation if you resonate, because I don't work with everyone and I'm not here to just, you know, make a quick buck and whatever. I'm here committed to your result, and I will make sure that we go until the end and that we get you the result that you want, which is start attracting better men. So I invite you to sign up to actually apply for a free discovery call with me. It's a call that is 1 hour long, and what we do is we talk about your current situation, where you are today, and what's wrong, quote unquote wrong, with your dynamics with men, what you don't like, and then we're going to talk about what you really want and where you want to get. And at the end, if I find that that's a good fit, I'll tell you what I do and I'll offer you to join us and how we could work together. So just to give you a bit of context, this experience is all about, and what I'm going to offer to only if I find that that's a good fit, is about, number one, putting yourself in the best position to start attracting committed masculine men, and not through tactics and techniques or tips, tricks, whatever, but just by being you and understanding and appreciating men, thus creating a deeper relationship with yourself as a feminine essence woman and attract better committed masculine men. Number two, it's all about letting go of overworking perfectionism and the need to control by overcoming your limiting beliefs, patterns, and obstacles to rediscover your worth and enoughness, and rebuilding your faith in your own voice and your own decisions and exploring your boundaries and so on and so on. Number three, it's all about letting your body lead, stop overthinking, and start trusting your gut and your heart when it comes to making decisions, expanding and embracing your range of emotions, cultivating sense of awareness and pleasure, and feeling more without apologizing for it. And I know if you're here, you understand and you know that the path to your masculine man, who's a conscious, healthy man, is through you. It's through embracing your feminine nature. It's through running with the wolves and embracing your wild feminine side and actually gaining power from it. And a healthy masculine man will only be attracted to that if you get to that place yourself. And last but not least, it's all about becoming deeply connected to yourself as a woman. Understand what true femininity is, exploring deeper levels of intimacy, and finally becoming free, lighter, and open. Embracing basically the feminine side of polarity, because again, this is what your masculine man wants. And it's all about stop living in the masculine energy by pushing, doing, and choosing all the time, and start living, enjoy freedom and your wild nature, where you can surrender, where you can finally let go. Trust me, this is an amazing place to be, and it's easy and joyful, and it feels natural and feels like a woman. So if you resonate, go to girlskill.com/apply, and there's going to be a short survey, step one, just apply there. And then the next step is to schedule a call with me. It's going to be an hour. we have fun on this call. So I hope to see you there. And my calendar is booked for another, I mean, booked. My calendar is open for another week. So go ahead and do that. If you don't see times that are available for you, make sure you email me because I'll always make time for you to make sure that you get your spot. All right, girlfriend, keep running with wolves and I'll see you next week. Okay, bye.